The wild beauty of the West Coast inspires a deeply personal and spiritual response in Thomas Hutchings's latest exhibit at the Ladysmith Art Gallery this month. Hutchings had his first solo show at the Ladysmith Gallery in November 2023, with an exhibit titled, Morphing, Releasing the Spirit Brush Artist. I had an exhibit there a few years ago which was really successful, so when the opportunity came up to have another one, I nabbed it, said Hutchings. His new show, Spirit Brush Artist, stumbles into Mother Nature's refuge, runs from July 15 to August 3 and features original paintings and prints inspired by the untamed landscapes of Vancouver Island. Be it a talent, a curse, or pure stubbornness, I am an artist, Hutchings writes in his artist statement. After more than 40 years of trying to master the craft, or maybe just survive, I'm still learning how to listen to nature, not just paint it. The exhibition marks a new chapter for the artist, who spent decades creating in Newfoundland and Labrador before returning to the West Coast 4 years ago. According to the gallery, Hutchings's latest works express a reverence for nature not just as scenery, but as a living being, a spirit, a healer and a keeper of wisdom. Visitors can expect gestural brushstrokes, organic textures and natural palettes that seek not only to depict what is seen, but what is felt in the presence of wild, living beauty. The new show follows a major mural project Hutchings recently completed at the Cowichan Lake Seniors Association Activity Center, where he transformed one corner of the building with a vibrant forest scene. I've spent a lot of time walking through some of the nature reserves around here, watching how nature has been reclaiming everything, and that's what inspired the mural, he said. I wanted people to feel like they were walking through the forest. Association President Cheryl Morgan said the mural has been a big hit in the community. We are so thrilled to have this, said Morgan. We had talked about sprucing it up and someone who knew Thomas suggested him for the job, so he decided to go ahead with it and was able to get a private donor to pay him for his time and work. Hutchings embarked on the $9,000 project on January 1 and had the forest scene complete for the Victoria Day weekend. Originally from Newfoundland and Labrador, Hutchings lived in Victoria during his 20s before returning east, where he spent several decades creating art in his home province. 4 years ago, he relocated to Lake Cowichan, drawn back to Vancouver Island by fond memories and a desire to reconnect with the natural beauty that first inspired him. Whether working on a 40-foot wall or a canvas in the studio, Hutchings said the process is the same, trying to reconnect with something older, quieter and more essential. Nature doesn't need us to notice it, he said. But I think we need to. Spirit Brush Artist stumbles into Mother Nature's refuge, runs daily from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Ladysmith Gallery, located at Unit 7 to 32 High Street. The gallery is operated by Ladysmith Arts and features rotating exhibitions by local and regional artists year-round.